Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. Ever feel like you're navigating life on an island? Like, trying to figure everything out solo? Well, guess what? You don't have to. Today, we're diving into the magic of support systems, how to build one that actually works for you, because let's be honest, sometimes, squad goals feel more like a mythical creature than a real thing, right? So why focus on this now? Because life with ADHD can get overwhelming. From juggling tasks and appointments to managing emotions, we often find ourselves wishing for an extra pair of hands, or maybe even a superhero sidekick. But the truth is, that support doesn't have to come from a magical realm. It can be built right here in our everyday lives. And trust me, I get it. Building a support system isn't always easy. You've got those days where you feel like your social battery is on empty, or finding the energy to connect feels like climbing Mount Everest. But stick with me because today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will make building that support system less daunting and way more rewarding. First up, define what you need. We all crave different things, right? Maybe you need someone who can be your hype person when deadlines are looming or a shoulder to cry on when life throws those curveballs. Maybe you need a brainstorming buddy for projects or just someone to share that crazy meme with because laughter is the best medicine, especially when it's ADHD-related humor. Figure out what fuels you and makes you feel supported. Next, cast your net wide. Think beyond your immediate circle. Online communities, support groups, workshops, these can be gold mines for finding people who get what you're going through. Remember, you don't have to find a tribe of identical clones. Diversity brings richness and different perspectives. Third, quality over quantity. It's better to have a few truly supportive connections than a bunch of acquaintances who just add to the noise. Remember those people who make you feel energized and understood when you're around them? Those are your gems. Fourth, be proactive. Don't wait for others to reach out. Sometimes we need to put ourselves out there first. Reach out to that friend you haven't spoken to in a while or join that online group that interests you. Remember, taking the initiative shows others that you value their support and are willing to nurture the connection. And finally, be patient. Building strong connections takes time. Don't get discouraged if things don't click immediately. Keep putting yourself out there, keep being genuine, and remember that sometimes, the best friendships blossom in unexpected ways. You know that feeling when you're drowning in a sea of to-dos, deadlines are looming, and your brain feels like it's running on dial-up internet? Yeah, we've all been there. Remember those overwhelming project presentations in college? Or that time you tried to organize your entire apartment but ended up with more mess than before? I bet that feeling of being overwhelmed was amplified without a solid support system to lean on. Now imagine this. You're facing that same presentation, and suddenly, your best friend texts you, reminding you how amazing your ideas are and offering words of encouragement. Or maybe you've got a roommate who takes the initiative to help declutter your space because they know it can be a real struggle for you. These moments, these small acts of support, make all the difference. They remind us that we're not alone, that we have people who believe in us and want to see us succeed. So remember, building a support system isn't just about having someone there to cheer you on. It's about creating a network of understanding, empathy, and practical help. It's about recognizing that sometimes, all it takes is a little extra hand to get through the day, conquer those goals, and celebrate the wins along the way. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. Don't hesitate to reach out, to connect with others, and to build that support system that will make all the difference in your life. Now, I want to hear from you. Who do you rely on for support? Share your stories and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of understanding and encouragement together. And don't forget to subscribe to ADHD Focus so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips, relatable stories, and that extra dose of motivation we all need sometimes. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.